When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Colts cannot be that bad again, and they won't be that bad again, and Matt Ryan can't be that bad again, and I'm going to tell you why. This is not Optimism Wednesday. It's a strange week because we got Thursday Night Football, but we're going to talk about some good with the Indianapolis Colts, and then we're going to talk about one bad thing. You know what? In all fairness, we got to share a bad thing every once in a while, and that's what we're going to do. The injury situation for the Broncos, not good. The injury situation for the Colts, getting better, despite the fact that Shaq Leonard and Tyquan Lewis are down with concussions for Thursday night. Pacers, they play their first exhibition game tomorrow night. I know they like to call them preseason games. We know what these things are. They are exhibition games, no matter what anybody else tells you. Indiana's got homecoming this weekend. And they invited Michigan as the opponent. What the hell are they doing? We'll talk about that game just a little bit. Tony La Russa retires. Health issues forcing him out of the game again. So White Sox looking for a manager. Albert Pujols went yard again. My goodness, why is this man retiring? And the Cubs, their winning streak. It's just habit to say losing streak ends. And so Cincinnati gets a win, but Wisniewski looked good. And how about Bobby Wagner last night, the NFL's MVP in Monday Night Football last night? We'll talk about that and the Manning cast. This is Breakfast with Kent for Tuesday, October 4th, 2022, brought to you by the great people at BUSR. Here's what you do with BUSR. You log on at BUSR.com/Kent. Do you know what I use to record these podcasts? It's Anchor by Spotify. It's the easiest way to make a podcast with everything you need all in one place. Let me explain. Anchor has tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or a computer. It's all really, really easy. It's all really intuitive. When hosting on Anchor, you can distribute your podcast on listening platforms like Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and more. It's everything you need to make a podcast. You make your initial deposit. The people at BUSR will match it in free play up to $1,000. Plus, if you deposit $100 or more, you get $25 in free casino chips. How about that? We'll talk about the lines for the Colts and for IU. I use line. It's homecoming in Bloomington, for God's sake. Bet it down, huh? Betting it up. Subscribe, like, ring the bell so you get an alert every time we go live. And if you want to make a donation, that's cool too. We appreciate those. We put them back into the thing and we give away prizes that are procured with the monies collected in the donations. Let's talk about the Indianapolis Colts. The injury report yesterday, really pretty positive for the Colts. Shaq Leonard, Tyquan Lewis, held out of practice during the concussion protocol. They are not going to play Thursday night. Julian Blackman, Jonathan Taylor also didn't practice because they got an ankle. We'll see. Taylor, I got a feeling, is going to go. He does not miss games. Blackman, that's a different story entirely. The Broncos have serious injury issues. Yesterday, Cooper, Gregory, Locke, Stearns, Miners, Patrick, Williams, they were all held out of practice. There were another six who were limited. Williams is out. Good running back for the Broncos. He's out for Thursday night's game. Randy Gregory had an MRI yesterday. We'll see if he's out. Thank you very much, Tyler. Nice of you to make that donation. We appreciate that. Randy Gregory's the guy. He's the guy who kind of stirs the drink for the Broncos defense, the Hamilton Southeastern graduate. We like him being out. Less pressure on Matt Ryan means less opportunities for Matt Ryan to fumble. Here's why Matt Ryan is going to be better this week and in subsequent weeks. Nobody in the history of the NFL has fumbled more than 23 times. Dante Culpepper and Kerry Collins piled up 23 fumbles. Thank you, Isaiah. Oddly optimistic. Broncos have issues. I'm going to give you reasons, specific reasons to be optimistic about the Colts. Look, Matt Ryan coming off a game where he had two more fumbles. That brings his total in four games to nine. That puts him on a track, on a pace to get to 38 fumbles this season. That is way too many. Obviously, way too many. 2.25 fumbles a game. Nobody in the history of the NFL has ever fumbled more than 1.5 times per game. So he's way ahead of the pace to set the NFL record, and it's not going to be set this year. Matt Ryan is not going to set it. He's not going to get to 23. So it's got to slow down at some point, and I think it slows down this week. The Colts play really, really well on national TV. When did the Colts get hot last year? When Hard Knocks came to town and everybody was on TV. Nobody wants to play like crap on primetime, right? Nobody wants to, in front of the nation, play poorly. Now, that goes for everybody. The Broncos don't want to play poorly either. But the Colts have the talent to be able to raise the level of their game to a point where they're going to beat the Broncos this Thursday night. I'm confident of that. The Colts always play to the level of their competition. Look, there are three teams in the AFC right now who are 3-1. Nobody's 4-0. Three teams are 3-1. One of them, their only defeat, was at the hands of the Colts in the only game that the Colts won. Colts beat the Chiefs. They haven't played the Bills. They haven't played the Dolphins. Colts play well against teams who play well. And the Broncos, at least at this point in the season, are playing well enough to qualify at 2-2. Russell Wilson also would have been limited yesterday if the Broncos had practiced, according to reports. Jonathan Taylor, here's another reason. Jonathan Taylor didn't just get bad. He didn't just roll out of bed and say, I got to stink. You know what? Nicholas Shelley, thank you for the donation. Down 7-2 minutes left, field goal, 51-yarder. Okay, we'll get back to the other thing. You made a donation. We appreciate that, and we will answer that question. I like the decision. The Colts were 4th-and-21. There is no chance that they pick up that first down. Zero. Nada. That's like, you know what, you got $100 in your pocket, you got a $2,000 mortgage payment to make, so you go to the casino. It's not going to happen. What you hope is going to happen is not going to happen. So you got a chance with a 51-yard field goal to cut the deficit to 4, which puts you in position to win the game in regulation instead of tie the game in regulation. I like it. Here's what I didn't like about that play. 2:10 left. The officials had to stop the clock. Colts with three timeouts. They get the field goal unit on the field. The refs, they wind the clock, and the Colts take it down almost to the two-minute warning, and they go beyond the 2 minutes with the field goal attempt. What you've got to do, you got to be ready, man. You have got to be efficient. You got to be on the ball at 2:10, and when they blow that clock live, snap the ball, kick the field goal, and have it be 2:04 when you kick off. The kickoff goes into the end zone. You know what? Or you miss the field goal, as happened. Titans run a play. You get the free timeout at the two-minute warning. You've got to be more efficient. You've got to be better prepared to play in those moments. Those moments will win you ball games. Efficiency, execution will win you ball games. And the Colts were not prepared to be efficient in that moment. That was the debacle of that situation. Not that they tried for the field goal. I like the field goal attempt. It was your best chance to win. Fourth and 21, you're not going to pick it up. Okay, back to Jonathan Taylor. Jonathan Taylor, he's still fast. He's still shifty. You just got to give this guy room to operate. And here's the thing. We keep blaming the offensive line, and we're right to do it in some regard. We're blaming the offensive line to this level, all right? We're all the way up here. Bring it down here. Frank Reich wears me out with the rhetoric, right, in the media availabilities. However, he is right in this respect. It's an 11-person game. You got 11 guys on the field. It is not just the offensive line, because here's what's happening. They're loading the box, and what they're doing is they're covering the guards and covering the center. So they're running kind of a variation, opponents are, of the 46 against the Colts, and there are no openings. It is very difficult to run against that front. What you've got to be able to do is make teams play. Short passes. What Phillip Rivers did really well with the Colts. Ding, 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 ding. Get the ball out. Get the ball out now. Run crossers. Quick crossers. Stack three. Get it to a guy quickly. Tired of the bubble screens. Don't need bubble screens. You need to make people back the hell off and play a standard front. If you got teams playing a standard front, Colts are going to be able to run the football with Jonathan Taylor. If you got teams throwing eight in a box and covering both guards in the center, you're going to have a hell of a tough time running the football. I don't care if you've got the demon spawn of O.J. Simpson, Walter Payton, and Jim Brown in the backfield. You're not going to be able to run the football successfully trying to block eight with five. Also, the Colts missed Jack Doyle. Jack Doyle, and Frank Reich said it yesterday, you know what, best blocking tight end in the NFL, tough to win. That battle up front without the best blocking tight end, in the not the most dynamic receiver, right, but a great blocking tight end, and Mo Alie-Cox, Kylan Grant, and Jelani Woods are not there. That's just the way it is. The defense has been legit, and Buckner's full go. I love the defensive matchup against the Broncos. Broncos, the interior of their offensive line has been terrible so far. Terrible. Colts, going to be able to get pressure up front. On Russell Wilson, you got to hem him in. Yannick Ngakoue has got to play better. Colts, point differential, this is part of the not good. Point differential, worst in the AFC, second worst in the NFL. Know who's worst in the NFL? The Washington Commanders, led by the, well, you know, that guy. Used to play quarterback here. Pacers, tomorrow night, exhibition opener. Going to be fantastic. Can't wait to watch the Pacers. Feels like Miles Turner shouldn't be on the team. Feels like he's an ex-Pacer already. Final year of his four-year, $72 million contract this year. He's going to be a free agent at the end of the year. He is not coming back to the Pacers. He is going to be dealt at some point for something, because that's what teams do when they're rebuilding and they got a guy who's going to be a free agent who won't return. It's just smart. Miles Turner, I've heard, wants 4 years, $100 million. He's 12.7 points per game, 6.7 rebounds, 2.3 blocks per game. That's worth $100 million. In what universe, for God's sake? Indiana, now a 22.5-point dog, homecoming against Michigan. Who schedules Michigan for homecoming? What are we, psychotic? But we hold out hope. We hold out hope that the Hoosiers can rise from the dead. How about the people at Assembly Call? They tweeted that the Western Kentucky win is really aging well. Going to hang our hats on a Western Kentucky win. I love their optimism. They are cup half full people, the people at Assembly Call. We try to be cup half foot full people, but we fail as often as we succeed. We'll see what happens. 12 o'clock, Fox 59. That's game time. We'll see how long the Hoosiers can maintain contact with Michigan. 60-minute game. Try to, you know, get to the fourth quarter with a chance. Bobby Wagner, best part of the 49ers beatdown of the Rams last night, beat the Rams 24-9. A lunatic fan took the field. had like pink smoke billowing from something that he had attached to his body. And Bobby Wagner laid the wood. Bam! There got to be a consequence for idiocy. And there was a consequence last night for that guy. It reminded me of Mike Ditka. Mike Ditka in L.A. They're playing the Rams, coincidentally, in the L.A. Coliseum. And there's some idiot who runs out of the field. Ditka's in the huddle. He says, excuse me. Literally, excuse me. And he steps out and whap, knocked the guy unconscious. That's Mike Ditka. That is professional football. The Manning cast is the best part of NFL coverage on any network. The most watchable, the most spontaneous, the most organic, the most wonderful. It is phenomenal. I love it. Tony La Russa retires. A guy he managed for 11 seasons. Albert Pujols is going out with a bang, not a whimper. 42 years old, he's retiring. Why? He hit his 24th home run of the season last night, his 703rd in his career, drove in enough runs to pass Babe Ruth, although Babe Ruth's total is unofficial because RBIs were not an official statistic until 1920, and some of Babe Ruth's RBIs came prior to that. Cubs winning streak ended at 7. Let's celebrate some birthdays, shall we? Peter Kubsch, happy birthday. Mike Adamly, Jeff Howe, Christina Harper Benninger celebrating a birthday. The lovely Christina, who looks very much like she did in high school. It's odd. Good for her. Tim Rickmer, happy birthday. Freddie Mellott, happy birthday. Chad Jones, happy birthday. If today's your birthday, you celebrate like hell. If it's not your birthday, you celebrate somebody else. And you do that like this. It's a weird week. So we do the windmill on a Tuesday. What the hell is going on around here? You got to be kidding me. A windmill Tuesday, we've never heard of such thing. Irresponsibility in programming, that's what this is. We'll talk to you later today inside Indiana Sports Now. As always, right about 4 o'clock,